Politically correct. During World War I, the big one, according to my grandfather, there was shell shock. The expression needed no explanation. We all got it. The concept, not the affliction. During World War II, the big one, according to my father, there was the more politically correct battle fatigue. The expression needed a little explanation. Afflicted soldiers, it turned out, were more than just tired. During the Vietnam War, actually the Vietnam conflict, a political action, to be politically correct, there was the most politically correct post-traumatic stress disorder. The expression evidently needs a lot of explanation. Hundreds of papers and dozens of books have been written on the affliction. I still don't really understand it. I think it's similar to shell shock. There are many other terms I don't really understand, or find a bit ridiculous, or both. When I was a child, some people were short, or fat, or lazy, or crazy, or poor, or homeless, or bald. Today, they're just challenged. Vertically, gravitationally, motivationally, cognitively, monetarily, or residentially. Or in my case, follically. Also monetarily, but that's another story. I fondly remember when, if you had a job, you were someone, not a something specialist. You were a teacher, or a gardener, or a mailman, or a waiter, or a plumber, or a garbage collector. Now you are a specialist in education, or flora, or correspondence delivery, or sustenance delivery, or sanitation, or sanitation. Sometimes clarity must be sacrificed for correctness. I remember when bad guys were just someone bad. They were robbers and muggers, or perverts and pedophiles, or murderers. Now they are resource allocation specialists, or prepubescent individual exploitation specialists, or termination specialists. Not to be confused with exterminators who murder household pests. Okay, there's a little overlap there. Of course, there are also specialists, physicians who concentrate on a particular field of tax shelter. When did hookers become sexual purveyors? Dirty old men become sexually focused, chronologically advanced males. Rednecks become rustically inclined individuals. Or cats become feline associates. Dogs have masters, cats have associates. When did cheating become creative collaboration? Criticism become creative assessment. Actually, better. Failure become untraditional success. Ignorant become factually unencumbered. Sleepy became under alert, and ugly became under attractive. Finally, when did black, more politically correct, I assume, than Negro, become African American? And when did white, more politically correct, I assume, than Caucasian, become melanin impoverished member of the mutant albino genetic recessive global minority? 11, 8, 2010.